Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog. No, on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. A couple minutes late here. Thanks for your patience. Thanks for Sam's patience. Hopefully he is being patient. I'm sure he is. On the line, the host of Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports betting insider, Sam Paniadovich. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today there on the BetMGM app. And be sure to catch Sam's show with Joe Ostrowski, Bet Sweats, 9 to noon daily on the newly rebranded BetMGM network, available on the Odyssey app. Sam, how are you?
I have nothing but time. I'm in the office. I'm watching four basketball games at once. I'm going nowhere all day. Don't worry.
Love the way that sounds. We've got the golf on in here, and someone, I think Minwoo Lee, just hit a ball into the middle of a pond. Like not even like close to okay. Like just you the ball entered the water and you didn't even see land, right?
That's a way to do it.
Can you live bet on 17T? Like you just live bet all day whether you think guys are going to hit it in the water and like how? Because that seems like a really fun way to spend an afternoon. To me.
Some books let you do it. I don't know if it's specifically that hole, but what they'll do is they'll follow select golfers around and then you can play them live pre-shot off the tee on every hole. So depending on which golfer you're looking for, yeah, I think you can follow them live. I don't believe you can do it with every golfer, but if you wanted to play Scheffler on 1, 2, 3, 4 all the way through, I believe you can do it, especially in the majors. I'm not a golfer. I bet golf, but I do watch a lot of golf. And for somebody that doesn't golf, I sure as hell watch a lot of these shots and go, wow, I can put it in the water like that, you know?
Right.
I don't know how some of these guys do this every week. I would be mental mashed potatoes if I was a pro golfer because it's so tough. You're out there by yourself, and one mess up, like Jordan Spieth back in the day at the Open, you know, just like a catastrophic collapse. I would never recover from that as a golfer.
This, I think, for me, is the number one tournament for shots I'm watching guys attempt where I think I would fall into the water myself physically. Right. I think standing on the ledge there, you know, I don't think I'm just going to pick this one up. I'm going to bump it forward here and let's make it a little bit easier. Sam, what's your favorite way to bet golf?
Usually the head-to-head matchups. I know that people love the outrights, but those are very difficult. I think picking an outright golfer is tougher than picking a horse race, to be honest with you. But the pros that I know do a lot of cut props, make or miss. They do a lot of head-to-head, golfer A against golfer B, and they do top 10, top 20. If you're feeling froggy, you can do top 5. Now, look, I don't think it's a dumb idea to bet the outrights, but it's clearly easier to beat one guy or four guys in a group than it is to beat everybody in the field. And that's usually how I'll play it. I'll do, you know, Bulldog over Shope or Shope over Bulldog or whatever, and then just kind of sprinkle. I hate that word, but everybody uses it. Sprinkle a little bit of cash on the outright markets. I have who do I have? I did bet Scheffler this week like a fool at 5-1. I know people say you can't bet the favorite. Ha! Watch me. I think he's going to be there at the end. I actually haven't seen any golf yet today, but I was cooking up, God, another term I hate. I'm turning into a Gen Z guy. I have Scheffler to win the Masters and Duke to win the tournament, 25-1. I bet that yesterday. I think that's a really good idea, no?
Well, at the moment, he's in like a...
Yeah, his ball's half buried in some pine straw or something.
He's in the woods.
Some wood chips or I don't even know what the hell he's in over here.
By the way, is Duke in the woods?
Right, yeah. I mean, I'm not done with golf, by the way.
I've been refreshing. Yeah, I've been refreshing frantically on Flag. I literally am on X right now, and I have Flag in the search bar, and I'm just hitting refresh. I need one of those beakers that just hit my mouse and goes back up. According to John Shire, head coach of Duke, he sprained his ankle, quote, x-rays negative. We have to see how he recovers and how he goes from there. It sounds like he's going to be fine, however relative fine is. But Scheffler Masters and Duke National Championship, I still think is a decent idea. I mean, Scotty's going to be there. And the best golf guy that I know has been taking Scotty every year at the Masters. He parlays Scheffler top 10 with a team or two to win a championship. So he'll go, you know, Scheffler top 10 Masters, Bills to win Super Bowl. Scheffler top 10 Masters, Celtics to win title. And he has made a killing because Scotty Scheffler usually finishes top 10 in Augusta. He's built for that course.
Yeah.
Then what do you do then? You kind of like, is that doubling up? Is it better than that?
The Scheffler Duke is 25-1, a Scheffler Bills, because the Bills are going to be 8-1 to win the Super Bowl. That's got to be a Scheffler Masters and Bills Super Bowl is probably 50-1.
No, but I'm saying like top 10. Top 10 would be what? Two to one?
Minus 110.
Oh, not
I
even
guess.
That good. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever hit on a bet before, like Thursday morning before a tournament starts on an outright winner, but I've had pretty good luck on Saturday morning before round three with a guy, say, 3, 4, 5 shots back. And just, I went on Matsuyama like that last year in one of the tournaments that's already been played this year. I can't remember which one it was. But just, you know, praying, you know, looking at the leaderboard. In this case, when I won with Matsuyama last year, Cantlay was in the lead, and I can't stand watching Cantlay play, and I don't believe in him at all. So I'm like, all right, well, he'll give it away, so let me get somebody down here at a nice number and count on them to make a charge, and I got paid off. I like doing that. Like, halfway through the thing, you can still get, you know, somebody, again, that's 3, 4, 5 off the lead, you can get a pretty good number on those guys sometimes on Saturday morning.
I totally get it. If it works for you, do it. I'm not good at that because, like I said, I don't play golf. I don't understand it. I'm betting math. But you're not on an island there. I know several people that like to watch these guys play Thursday, Friday, and a lot of people I know like to watch how golfers finish on Friday. So that plays right into your point. If they end Friday with momentum and things break their way Saturday, by all means. The other thing, too, when Scheffler is in contention, as he is right now, I just pulled up the leaderboard for the first time today. So he's 3 under par. He's 3 off the lead. Scheffler destroys the live market. And what I mean by that is currently, I'm looking at one book right now, Scheffler's 3-1 to win the tournament. But everybody else is 10 to 1 or higher. So if you can get around the Scheffler stuff
right.
and avoid the noise, I mean, you could bet Rory right now at 10 to 1, Morikawa 14. The guy in front, Lucas Glover, 6 under, he's 18 to 1. He's in first. So when Scheffler's in the hunt, the prices go up on everybody else. It's wild how that works. Honestly, Scheffler is priced live a lot like Tiger used to be priced live in his prime.
That's what it sounds like.
So back to Duke here in this injury. Did when it first happened, did odds move on them for any Final Four, the championship, and has that corrected because it doesn't sound as bad maybe? Or like where are we at? What kind of impact did that injury today have, if any?
When they showed him on the wheelchair, one book, I think it was FanDuel, went to 7-1.
Right.
And not gonna lie, I might have bet a little bit more because I wasn't buying it. It reminded me of Paul Pierce. Remember when they wheeled him off and then he ran out and he hit a three-pointer and he's like, yeah! What goes up must come down. It sounds like he's going to be fine for the tournament. So it did go up. Like one book I said went to 7-1. Best price now, BetMGM has 375. So nobody is really buying that it's a long-term issue, and that's good for me, and I know good for some people in your audience. I did get a nice tweet. Once Flag went down and got wheeled off, somebody tweeted, "Nice call on Duke, dork." And I'm like, yeah, that's my fault that Cooper Flag got hurt. Yes, that's my fault.
I keep telling my mom to get off of the social media, and she just can't. She's relentless, Sam. I apologize for her on behalf of the entire Parker family.
Let's hit on some of this quarterback movement in the NFL, Sam. So I don't know if you would know like what it has meant to futures lines, rather just, you know, at least get your opinion on these teams. Seattle with Darnold. What is Seattle doing? They trade Geno Smith. They trade DK Metcalf. Kind of an interesting team for a semi-rebuild there. Would you say you like them more or less than like a month ago? Probably less.
Much less. Much less. I don't know what they're doing. He was really, and it seems simple for me to talk about this from my desk in my office, but you know, he was in a perfect scenario last year, playing indoors over half the schedule, under the tutelage of Kevin O'Connell, offensive coach. Now he has to play for Mike McDonald and a new offensive coordinator in Seattle. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hawkinson, Aaron Jones, a decent line, a good system. It was perfect for him. Now he goes outdoors with DK Metcalf out of the picture, Lockett out of the picture. You have JSN, you have Kenneth Walker, I guess, but this is not an offensive team. This is not a firework team. This is a run-the-ball, play-defense team, and now he's got to play in the elements and the rain and the snow when it gets cold. I think it's a disaster waiting to happen, and we don't have win totals yet, Mike, but I can tell you, divisionally speaking, they are 7-1 to win the West, which is the same price as Arizona, way down the board, and I'm guessing their win total is going to be about 7.5. And I don't think I'm going to bet the over, put it that way. I also don't know what the plan is in New York with the Giants. Are they really going to bring in Aaron Rodgers? Is that their solution? I don't ever see myself trusting that guy to stay healthy for 16, 17 games again. And people keep asking, "Oh, where's he going to go?" I hope he goes to the CFL for all I care. I don't think he can play anymore, guys. And you saw it up close and personal this year, right? With the Jets. I don't know why teams still want him. And I honestly, aside from the attention, I don't know why else he still wants to play. He's made over $380 million. If that's the Giants' solution going into next year, that's a fade for me as well.
Yeah, I hear you. We were talking about this earlier in our show today, Sam. Like, I don't feel like any. I'm curious where guys are going to land up, and of course, there's something of a circus around Rodgers all the time. But as far as Russell Wilson, him, I don't know. I don't think anything's a real meter mover. Like, whoever lands any one of those guys, just go like, okay, great. You're good. Good luck to you. Is what I would say.
The only thing that would swing a number, whether it be division, conference, Super Bowl, not to get crazy, win total, would be somebody just betting it and betting it handsomely. The books are not scared of Aaron Rodgers at this point. The books are not scared of Russell Wilson. Justin Fields went to the Jets, and the price to win the Super Bowl actually went the other way. It went down. So it's not like they're going to be scared of these guys – that are waiting in the wings to be discovered again on the wrong side of 35. But, yeah, I don't know what the plans are there, but the Giants have been dysfunctional for a long time. Buffalo, by the way, did get bet out to minus 270 to win the AFC East. I know Mike is saying he doesn't know how good they are and might not win 12, 13 games, but they are betting the Bills like they're going to go 14-3, basically.
I mean, 12-13 is pretty – it's really good. I mean, the Bills have been good for 5 years running, and a couple of those years they did not get to 12 wins. So, you're not saying this exactly, but I wasn't bashing them. I just have a tough time thinking anybody, like wanting to bet anybody to dominate like that. I'm not going to make a Jet or even a Patriot or Dolphin argument here. It's just the division went so well for the Bills last year. Would they be, is the right word, the shortest favorite of any division? Maybe Houston? Maybe Kansas City?
They're the most expensive. No, they're the most expensive by far. So just for context, Bills minus 275, Eagles minus 140, Ravens minus 130, Houston even money, the Bucks plus 110, Lions plus 135, Chiefs minus 125. Buffalo is the largest divisional favorite right now, and it's not even close.
Okay. You said about the NFC West, by the way. What was the rest of it? Are the Rams on top?
They open Niners even money, Rams 2-1, but that's coming closer to the middle. People are betting the Rams because I don't know. Aside from the schedule, and Joe and I have talked about, I asked him the other day, I'm like, what are the Niners doing, A, and B, why are they favored? They have the weakest schedule in the NFL next year. Per strength of schedule, it's awful. And you go through the schedule, and you're like, "Wow, that is easy." Niners though plus 130, Rams plus 160 at one shop. So it's really, according to the books right now, it's a two team race, and then Seahawks and Cardinals much lower down the board.
Interesting.
Sorry to hop around on you here, but we covered Seattle and Darnold going there. What about Geno going from Seattle to Vegas?
Not much, and that's because the conference is so strong and the division is so strong. I mean, think about the quarterbacks that Vegas has to outperform. Mahomes, Herbert, and Bo Nix. You got to face those guys two times each. Raiders are 18-1 to win the division. I don't know where they're going to put the win total. I would guess 6, 6.5, something like that, because it really comes down to the math and how many times they're going to be favored. I mean, they play 17 games. I don't think they're going to be favored more than 5 or 6. You do fall into a win or two maybe as a dog, but you're going to lose a game or two as a favorite. So I would guess 6 on the Raiders for the win total.
The Puka dream took a little bit of a hit, right, Devontae Adams?
I don't know, man. I think that makes them just more efficient. Maybe the numbers go down, but now you can't double-team them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have hitched my wagon to Puka Nacua, Offensive Player of the Year. I already have a couple of bets on him at 16-1. We'll see how much more I add, but I don't think that hurts him. He might not get 130 catches anymore, but he should still have over 100, 12, 13 touchdowns. He's gonna be a weapon for them, man, and they're gonna use him as the focal point now. He is the guy, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
Okay. Cup gone. That's right. All right, Sam. So before we go, you got the college basketball going all over your office there. Any sort of new crush? We've talked about Duke, and you're into Auburn, and even George Mason. We've talked about a few of these teams with you, week to week. But, we're closer to it now. Anybody new that you like?
Not really a crush. I did bet Kansas tonight. You can bet that. They're +3 all over the place. I think they're going to beat Arizona. So I did take Kansas +3. I need Mason to win tomorrow. And I have my bread buttered with Duke. I need them to stay healthy and make a run of the Final Four, win the championship. That'd be great. But nothing new. No new crush. Kansas tonight. And I do have breaking news. If you will have me next Friday, I will be live in Las Vegas if you want to pull that off.
Totally. Bulldog won't be here. I'm in. I thought about going out there, actually. Like when I saw your announcement with Joe that you're going to be, Mandalay Bay?
Uh-huh, yep.
I thought about going out there, sort of crashing the party, but crispy and gone. I have these ideas.
It's not exactly a skip and a jump for you, Mike, to come out there from Buffalo.
No, but it's a direct flight. I've done it a lot.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
I go out there for fantasy almost every year, thought about it, but sounds great, though. Sounds great. We'll talk to you then.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thank you. Sam Panayotovich, Bet Sweats on the Odyssey app and the Bet 1520 weekday mornings. I could bet a Jets over. I could.
Go ahead.
I could.
Please, go. I might. You go right ahead.
I might be back. Because that, people, you're an example of it. So done with Fields. Like, just so done.
Mm-hmm.
But still young. Maybe this is the fit. And Pittsburgh, looking back, looks like it was kind of all, he was just sort of set up there. You start, didn't Wilson have an injury too? He had a calf injury or something, and
yeah.
Fields started the season, but they were just waiting to go to Wilson.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
They're paying him like, you know, you're going to, this is you, the Jets. And the number's going to be so low.
Well, he's definitely going to be the guy. I mean, they're paying him, you know, half of
the big money.
What the good guys get. So, I mean, there is that.
Or less.
But still, you don't pay a guy that to just come in and be insurance policy or something. And he'd be a weird guy to have as an insurance policy anyways. So I have no doubt he's going to be their guy. I don't think he can see it. I don't know, like that with time, maybe that could change, but I just don't think he sees it. I mean, he has the talent to make plays when he knows exactly what he wants to do and he sees it. But I think the second he gets confused, it's just over. It blows up.
Talking earlier about the possibility of the Bills drafting a running back, should they not? Would it mean anything to you if they did? With, you know, assuming, I guess, for this, that Cook isn't signed by the draft, but there's a lot of time for that to happen between now and then. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
It is a bargain. I understand we see that $250 million in guarantees, and it sounds like a lot. He came in average per year under Dak Prescott, who signed his deal last year. Josh Allen absolutely could have agitated for more. $55 million, or what sounds like a lot, that's not going to be a lot in a couple of years. He did that to help his team build And if they don't build a better team around him, I would argue that the team, the GM, the front office, deserves a lot of criticism because they put pressure on themselves with this latest extension.
Mina Kimes. Here, here. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, 803-0550. We talked some James Cook today. What will it look like if he's not around? I think it's not likely that he won't be around. I mean, these things get worked out usually. It'd be pretty stunning if that dragged on into the, you know, even into the preseason, maybe. Certainly the regular season. Certainly the playoffs. Definitely the playoffs.
Yeah.
But what about it?
I think it's interesting to consider whether or not something will be done by the draft. Like, part of what we've talked about today is, like, what would it feel like? What will it look like? We talked about it just you and I, and then with Sal as well. And I don't think there's ever been a situation since Bean and McDermott have been here where their backfield looks more all set than it does right now, assuming Cook either on his existing contract, and I don't know, maybe to some extent or another upset about that, but still not holding up, it comes in and plays on it and then becomes a free agent. But if they have their guys, like they don't need a guy really. The roles are pretty well defined now, you know, unless they want to get better. But I think Ty Johnson, on a very reasonable extension, showed to be a valuable piece for them last year in the role that he was in. I don't see any reason why you would be eager to tip that over at this point. So I think the draft gets here and nothing has happened with Cook. Let's say he continues every week or two, you know, tweeting something or other about, like yesterday was, there was I saw on Twitter that on his Instagram, he had like the spinning wheel for waiting for something to load.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was on his Instagram store, whatever. Are they stories there? I don't even know. I don't know the lingo. I'm not an Instagram guy.
He seems to be really enjoying himself.
Yeah. So that keeps happening. The Bills don't say anything, and the draft comes, and they do on Saturday at some point, fourth, fifth, sixth, whatever round, they grab a guy. And on paper, he sounds like, this guy ran like 4.45, and he's, you know, 5.9 and 2.10, and, you know, he can catch the ball, and, like, I don't know.
No kidding. That will be what happens if they do it.
And, like, it'll be hard to avoid that. I said it to Sal. Like, as much as, you know, it doesn't have to mean anything, they could want to improve on Ty Johnson or Ray Davis even after 1 year. Who knows? In a running back rich draft, it might make sense to just take a guy, and even if he doesn't contribute for a year or two, you've got a guy that's talented that you know you can eventually elevate at some point. But still, the specter of it will immediately go to, they haven't done anything with Cook yet. So maybe that would be a sign. I'm not saying it has to be, but it's a possibility. They could want to say, oh, yeah, to some extent. As much as they respect the player and the work and everything, it's always been odd to me that he went right to 11 on this.
Yeah.
Right from the start with seemingly no provocation.
Or right to 15 if you prefer.
Right, fine. Yeah, I'm Spinal Tap as the show over sounded older. But
somebody heard you and was like, no, I thought it was 15.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
I loved it.
You get the point.
I loved it.
And now everyone does, I hope. It didn't seem like there was any provocation for that. It was just him saying, like racing to, I should get this. I'm this good. That's the market. And like, I don't disrespect that, but it just came out of nowhere. And I don't know. I know teams, I don't know the Bills for sure, because again, they haven't had a lot of this, but I could see a team getting aggravated by that. Being like, you're going to push us around now?
I wonder what they think. What is any of it really meant for, right? Like, you're talking to your fans. Anybody following James Cook likes him. I'm sure every time he tweets, fans line up to tell him how great he is, like how worth it he is.
sure, there's always going to be a portion of the fan base that's going to push back at that, though.
Well, that's right.
Right? That because, you know, you referenced it the other, you know, maybe the last time we talked about this last week one day. There's always a certain part of any fan base that the minute one of the guys on the team raises his hand and says, hey, where's mine? Some fans are just like, hey, you should shut up. You're lucky to be here. You signed the contract. Like all that sort of rhetoric. People are dug in on that. I don't know what kind of numbers they are of Bills fans percentage-wise, but I know they're out there because we're sort of the clearinghouse for them, either on the air or, you know, social media.
But I guess to the point, like, what is he accomplishing?
Right. I don't know.
What is it meant for? What does it do for anything? Does it help? It can't help.
I can't imagine it helps.
You know?
Like the Bills have, maybe the Bills were thinking about a contract extension for him to begin with, and maybe they had a number in their head, $10 million, $12 million even. I don't know. That's pretty high, but still, $10 million. And they haven't said a word to his agent or him about it, but as they're ramping into off-season mode, looking at the guys that are eligible for extensions and trying to establish their values, what's our plan here? You know, what kind of path are we going to go down with each of these guys? They arrive at a value there, and then, you know, a day or two later, there's James Cook with the eyeball emojis and $15 million. Like, oh, I guess we're going to have to pay him $15 million. No, they don't think that. They absolutely do not do that.
No. When this started, it was like eye-popping. Speaking of eyeballs, it was an eye-popping request or demand or whatever it was. Now, however long later, with Barkley's deal, had that even happened yet?
No.
Other signings, like really at all positions, like just a balloon with new cap room and new money, makes his number less insane.
Right.
It makes it, you know, and that's also the conversation we had with Mike Jannetty of SpotTrack right after that, which was, you know, what did he say? Something like 3 for 30, that kind of thing is doable here. His timing is good in the market, and that's not out of line, really. So that is different for me now in terms of like reacting to what Cook apparently wants, but I don't know what he's doing. Like, it's not like he's doing that much, but just kind of like right there. I didn't know there was something else yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Just, okay, well, I'm sure they haven't forgotten about you. I'm guessing that you've heard from them.
I'm assuming that whatever that was intentional. I mean, I suppose you could accidentally post something to social media of a screen that is just, you know, the wheel spinning, and like that was a pocket dial or something.
Not at his age.
I don't know.
At his age. At my age, not at his age. I could do it.
I mean, I did get got by a Dane Jackson tweet that was 4 years old or something. So I mean, I could get tripped up.
I'm quite familiar with that spinning circle, but I don't believe I've ever posted it.
No,
you know, unwittingly. No, how would you even do that?
Or as a plan of any kind?
Right. No, I just. Yeah. It would only be as a plan. Only would happen if I was trying to say something, which is probably what happened here. Rich is next. Go ahead,
gentlemen. Good afternoon / evening.
Stop. What? What?
It's not even 5 o'clock, Rich. After five, I could give you evening, but I'm sorry. It's going to be light until 7 o'clock here. I can't give you evening.
4:43 is evening for you?
That's why I said / I said /
There's no slash.
I'm objecting to the slash, Rich. That's the point.
Gentlemen, I love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
I listen to you guys as soon as I get home from work because it desensitizes me from work. But the James Cook incident, I think, he had a good above average year, very good year, but I think he's outpriced himself compared to like a Barkley. We have dire needs at other positions. I don't want to give him 12 to 15 million. You said it best, I think, Bulldog. 10 maybe is the ceiling. if worse comes to worse, and this is what I am not liking right now, he's starting to become social media. I don't want distraction. If he really wants the money that he wants, just, you know, we already got Ray Davis. We got we signed Ty. Draft a running back in the fourth, fifth round to supplement. You know, I don't want to say let him go, but I don't want to give him the king's ransom. There's other positions that need to be addressed. Running back is not number one.
Okay, thank you. Fine.
Yeah, I respect all that.
The idea that, you know, I have to say, somehow his being on Instagram is a problem for, like, what, his teammates or something is nonsense.
Right. I don't think it's a distraction. It becomes a distraction if and when he's not here.
It's also March 13th.
Right.
What he's priced himself out of at this point is literally nothing. But, you know, assessment of the value of the position and all the rest, okay.
That's why I think the draft is sort of a line of demarcation. Like, if it could be a sign that the Bills are worried about it, or digging in, or it could not be, but, you know, it'll be hard to avoid that being a possibility anyway, that they're nervous about it, not willing to go where he wants to go, embracing for what it could mean. Certainly if they do anything before the Saturday of the draft, then that even gets amplified even more. Right? I mean, if they draft one of these day two running backs or something, then, I mean, it's on. Then they're going down the road Rich is suggesting. I don't know what they end up doing with Cook if they were to do that, but you're drafting somebody on Friday at the NFL draft, you're replacing James Cook, I think.
At least partly. I mean, that's what they did by drafting him.
Right.
You were going to move him in on your group. I mean, that you're not going to just... A guy you pick in round two is not going to be inactive unless he's terrible. So at least you're moving in on him, which I would say I'd be up for without a contract dispute. I'd be up for that if they didn't have Davis and now also Johnson. Like, I'd be up for that. Mm. I'd want that. Not necessarily the second round or even the second day, but that would be cool to me. There's so many interesting players. I always want, you know, well, in a vacuum, perfect team build, my starting running back is not a first round pick or even necessarily a second round pick. He's somebody, you know, that's cheaper, and then I'm just going to churn him, right? I'm going to use him up. So as bad as that sounds, that's what I think I'd want to have on my perfect team build. And, you know, he wasn't that expensive in terms of draft capital. He's been good for them, but when you start to talk, in my opinion, you agree, I think mostly. Some people don't. They think he's better than this. But the idea of replacing him, I'm not daunted in the least. If it's somebody new, somebody they have, are the Bills really going to suffer as an offense if they had someone of comparable quality, but not somebody you'd necessarily say is better than Cook? No. And we kind of know this because of the years previous to him, when they didn't have a guy
right.
who's been as productive as Cook anyway, and they were also great. So that does have limitations. If your wide receivers aren't great, then your running back isn't good, and your tight end, all of it, there are limits to that. It can't just all be, I've got right. Josh Allen, end of discussion.
They were a much more pass-heavy team when Devin Singletary was their number one running back, but they had Stephon Diggs on their team at that time. It was a very different thing than where they're at now. They're more run-heavy now. That might lead you to think that they will, you know, value paying a second contract. Like, I kind of thought, really, what I advocated for and what I thought they were doing was what you just said. Although, you know, it went up by round, right? Third round, second round, now fourth round last year. I'm Singletary, Moss, Cook, eventually Ray Davis. They're bringing guys in, and to me, you do that because you want to be ready to not have to give out the second contract to a running back. And we'll see. I mean, this would be the year to do that if you were going to keep doing that. But again, Cook complicated things by having such an excellent year, which is another reason why I'm reluctant to dive in and just give him close to what he wants off of that year. Because you're not, you shouldn't think you're buying 18 touchdowns a year when you sign him. But that's what you're negotiating off of, and that's a tough place to be, I think.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after this. This is WGR. Just been behind the clock today. There's behind the sticks in football.
Yeah, we're chasing it here.
We're behind the clock, so we'll get to your calls again right after sports. Ahead of the clock, Brendan Montour, scoring an overtime goal last night in 4 seconds. Fastest ever.
Oh, really? I did not know that. All right.
For Seattle. How would it, you didn't see it, how would it happen? How do you score an overtime goal, and it's not like the goalie fell down or something? How would you score an overtime goal in 4 seconds?
Well, there's only three people on the ice, so a defenseman is not going to be, he probably is near his blue line anyway. But I think the draw goes to a free wing. Like if there's the centerman, a winger on the guy's left defensively, and then a defenseman at their blue line. The puck goes to the free wing, so the right wing, and he's at his own blue line. He just skates up, takes it, walks in, and shoots.
Close. So they actually lined up as all forwards, three on three,
all the red line.
And the center, he just kind of went
that
to
is
the right
how they,
wing.
That is how they do that in overtime. That's right. Yeah.
He kind of just goes from the right wing, and the center pushes the puck up like between his opposition and then the Montreal guy on the right. And he just sort of sails in just like that, 4 seconds. So Brendan Montour, one of the great Sabres of recent times. Montour, your Montours, your Curtis Lazars.
One of the great misused Sabres of all time.
He was a good idea.
He had the wrong coach and was not given free rein to move around the ice. And then he went to Florida and scored 75 points and the cup.
Another one.
Yep.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back to the Bills after sports on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.